Hello, 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 people. There is no fancy music for this yet. Working on it. Welcome to season three, not one, not two, but three of Kit Season. If you're here, you probably recognize me. I'm the annoying guy that talks way too much during the USL show when most people just want to listen to John Morrissey. I get it. You don't want to hear from me anymore, which is why I have these two guys, Fox and Brett. If you're listening to podcast, this is the first time you've heard this on podcast. This is Kit Season. We're talking all kits, talking all things. We're super excited. And just to kind of give you an idea of what this is, we talk about every single kit, if we can, from the USL from the USL season. And by we, it is our kit experts, Brett and Fox. Now, to let you in on a little industry secret, there are kit designers coming on this show to talk their kit, not today, but soon. Mm-hmm. And so we're going to have real expert opinions, giving ratings on kits, which is super exciting. You've heard enough from me. Today's kits we're going to be rating are going to be Rhode Island's kits, which I'm, if you can see it, repping that one. We are going to be doing Ballard FC kit, which old Brett here is already rocking. And we have the Spokane Velocity kit, which no one's rocking yet because they're on pre-order, but we can still rate them by God.
I'll rock it.
You would. Spokane, if you're interested.
Spokane.
But without further ado, I'll hop in when we start talking Rhode Island, talk specifically the energy kit. But I'm going to go ahead and leave you guys into the, you know, very capable hands of Brett and Fox.
Perfect. Yes, thank you. As you can obviously tell, this is a different outlook than what we've done in the past. It's much upgraded. So we're pretty excited. I'm pretty excited. It's not a PowerPoint, so I'm pretty excited. It's definitely an upgrade. So, Fad, any other quick thoughts before we get started from you before new season?
I'm excited to be back. We're live. That's crazy. I'm pointing probably the wrong way. But
there's a bar
going under us. There's a logo at the top. Like, this is crazy. This is awesome. So we definitely appreciate you, Kayla, for throwing us into the full program.
Yes. We're pretty excited about all this. And speaking of the USL show, before we get started, I just wanted to give a shameless plug into the USL show kit. We helped design this. We helped put some creative input into the team. So everyone here at the USL show put in some creative design. We helped throw some ideas as well. Came out with this really nice kit off of Olive and York. So if you want to support the USL show, also Olive and York, always a great brand to work with. Please check out the USL show kit. And if you care about the kit season, I can grab this.
We're on it.
We're on it.
Back sponsor.
So please be sure to check out this kit and support the USL show and as well as local lower league soccer media. So,
and shout out to Corbin for the final design. Good job. Yes. Still better, but good job.
So our very first one is with the Rhode Island kits. Their inaugural season, so there's always a lot of hype going into their very first season, how they're setting the standard. And before we get into them, I think they did an admirable, pretty good job. Mm-hmm. So I give it to them.
I want to say something real quick about that, because you never know with inaugural season kits. They're either going to come in and be as basic as possible. Again, Louisville City fan, inaugural season kit, it's a purple kit, nothing special. So it's always cool when someone comes in and like, hey, we're gonna have a team and we're gonna show off our team.
One not comes to mind off of my head.
Vermont
does definitely not Spokane. I'll get to them in a little bit. We'll get to this later. Shall we start off with the, I believe it's the road kit first? Shall we? I think that one or both. I,
Let's go to the first Rhode Island kit.
Yeah, so the first one.
Forged by a rich industrial and maritime history, we know better than anyone what tradition and hard work means in the Ocean State. From the coastline to the assembly line, we're a melting pot of different cultures and people tied together in common purpose. All of this culminating in one undeniable fact. There's only one team for all of Rhode Island. Anchored in community, our 39 cities and towns respect the past and chase the future. When others spill tea, we burn ship. When others accept defeat, we defy the odds. We stand tall and we stand out. We are the smallest state with the biggest heart. We are Rhode Island FC. The Road Kit, 13 stars on the collar, call back to the proud Rhode Island state flag and its heritage as the 13th state in the Union. Strong and subtle vertical stripes lay a classic foundation for handcrafted detailing. 5 nautical knots across the body represent the 5 counties of Rhode Island. Anchored in community lies on the inside collar, and the name of all 39 Rhode Island communities are woven throughout the vertical stripes. A perpetual reminder to those who wear this jersey of the people that make up this incredible state. The Energy Kit, a bold bay blue canvas, represents the rich maritime history that flows through the veins of Rhode Islanders. Fierce, electrified, iconic, and aggressive. Repeating lightning bolts inspire energy and intensity from both players and supporters. This is more than a jersey. This is a statement that we are here and here to stay. Join us and let's build something special together.
Perfect. As you can see, we have some nice new little features. We shared a video, so that's pretty dope. I'm still in awe of that.
It's beautiful.
So yeah, so we have up first, we have that Rhode Island kit. I honestly, it is just, the more I look at it, the more I love it, and the more I don't like my score.
I was literally looking on the score. I'm like, I could probably update my score.
Yeah. Oh, I just feel so bad. Like, I just kept seeing more and more details. Every single, like, town, the 5 provinces, all the little details.
The state flag.
The 13 stars. It just looked. I'm regretting my score. That's okay. Early in the season, we're working out some things. But, man, that kit is a. And also the little collar. You know I'm a sucker for
it. Oh, yeah. The collar is perfect.
That just the cherry on top. And also the color just looks so good. I love it. So any other quick thoughts? Oh, yeah. Thanks. Yeah.
Photos courtesy of Rhode Island. Yeah, we actually really appreciate you all sending us, like, the actual photos, not just, you know, finding stuff on Twitter.
Also, that or X. Whatever. We need more teams to create content like that. Those videos are amazing. I love those types of videos. It's better than a graphic design explainer, even though those are so cool to see. I love a good video because it's a little bit more.
We go. That's a perfect picture right there. Perfect. No, yeah. I mean, I don't know what to say negatively about this kit.
No.
I mean, it's yellow. I don't know. Like, that's my negative. Is it yellow? I don't know. Like,
well, so what I'm going to do very quickly, I'm going to go through my criteria and let's explain this.
We have a new scoring system. Yes,
new scoring. As you see down below, this is cool. We can do this now. We have 4 levels of criteria, and I'll go through them very briefly. we're not talking about creativity. We love to have creative stuff, and we'll have you kind of see it. We'll use this rubric as we go. Is there a tie to a local connection, your state, your region, your city? If you have like an artist, whatever, have you something that ties you to your area, the team?
Yeah.
I don't know. Some of these are states like Rhode Island or Indianapolis. It's just Indy. So like it's.
Yeah. Your connection whatever. To your fan base.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a good one. That's a good one. Yeah. Then the overall design flow of the kit, do things actually look good and do they go well? And then finally something just kind of a little personal touch, an X factor, you know, which is up to each of us to interpretation and kind of really makes a good kit a great kit for us. So kind of all over the place, obviously same score system, 1 to 5, lowest to high. So without further ado, I'll go through mine here very quickly. So with this Rode kit, this very first one you see right here, this one that is lovely. It has a 4 for creativity from me, as well as a tie to locality as a 4, which now that I see it, it should probably be a 5 given the details I keep seeing. The design flow of it just looks so, so good. It comes out to be a 4 for me. I mean, it's not perfect, but it is good. I love it. It just looks good. And then as well, my overall X factor, nothing like massive for me. It's a solid 3. So I did a 3.75. This is a good kit from me. This is a great start from Rhode Island for this road kit. So that's how my score kind of broke down on this one.
Yeah. My turn. Cool. also, Smith Video Production. Yeah, bro. Yeah. But creativity, I gave a 4. I love all the intricate details, just everything inside that you can't see, but if you look closely, you can see. Like, I saw the knots earlier, but honestly, until you watched the video, I didn't even notice the like Jamestown and this city, different towns part of it.
Mm-hmm.
So, which then goes to the ties to the local. I also give a 4. I probably should have given a 5, honestly. Like, that's how I feel now. Like, I'm kind of regretting that 4. The design flow, I gave a 5, though. Like, I feel like there's nothing that feels out of place on this. Like, even the sponsor looks natural on it. Like, there's so many kits that the sponsor just kind of ruins stuff and, like, messes stuff up. Like, there's nothing that isn't flowing well for me. Yeah. Even, the navy, like, I feel like that looks cool. Yeah. I feel like that's what that fake, weird Miami jersey that we all saw. The new Dolphins. Yeah, the Dolphins shout out kit. I feel like that's what they were trying to do. Thank you, Kayla. That's perfect. Yeah, that navy, like even that design flows well with me. So I gave that the flow a perfect 5. And then X factor, same thing, 5. So the X factor is it's a feeling. Yeah. It's something how you feel. So I use this kind of how I scored last year in the year before. An X factor to me is like, would I want this in my, you know, closet right now? And the answer is easily yes. Oh yeah, like exactly, Smith. This fits perfectly. Everything just sits amazingly.
Mm-hmm.
So like, I want this in my closet yesterday. You know what I mean? Like, that's how I feel about it. So like, if I want this in my closet yesterday, that's a 5. If yeah. I like want someone to get me this for Christmas or something like that, like birthday, or that's a 4.
Yeah.
If it goes on sale, you know, maybe someone could pick it up. That's a 3, so on and so forth. So that's my X factor.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. See, for me, shout out to people in the comments. This is really kind of cool still.
Yeah, I love the live stuff. The live stuff's awesome.
I will say, well, the only reason for me why it doesn't get higher is that, how do I phrase this? This looks like a really good kit. It's just things that should be good details were too detailed in a sense. So like I had like, at least first glance, I know obviously that this is our job. I know you're staring at me with that look, but like sometimes certain kits,
you sweat at the details.
You want those, things that pop out that make it stand out. I mean, obviously, yes, these details are amazing, and I love the details. But when you look at it afar, you may not be able to see that. And that's why I can't give it a 5 from X Factor. I know I'm doing some rationale and you're rolling your eyes. But everybody, that's just how I viewed it at first. But look at us. We're having a second guess with how much details in these kits as we didn't see that front. So, like, that's kind of where that kind of goes in. I don't know. But this is still a solid first kit. And I would honestly buy this. So, this is really good. I like this.
Pumpkin. Pumpkin doesn't like the armpit stripes. I'm okay with the armpit stripes, actually. I feel like they flow well into the whole side body.
Yeah. I mean, it does look well. And it's definitely a style kit.
Into your armpit? That would be funny.
Yeah, like dive right into it. Oh, God. But yeah, no. So this is the Rogue kit. I think this is well done, as obviously the collar looks good. The stripes, details are really good. The colors, Rhode Island picked great colors. Love it. And the details are great. So I believe it's a combined score of a 4.1 combined score. I think that's a pretty solid kit score for an inaugural kit.
Yeah, that's how you show up.
Yeah. So I think that's just it. Any other thoughts before we move on to the energy kit?
No, I mean, like, before we get into the energy kit, I will say I feel like this is where the effort was put.
Yes, I would say so.
To the road kit. Which I love, but let's jump on into the navy blue energy kit.
You could say the energy kit had low energy. Anyways. Yes, and as Taylor just pops right back on here, he's actually wearing the energy kit here. So before we get into more of the detail, we just kind of, I don't know, look at some of the details on here, the photo as well as what Taylor's wearing. You can see it with the lightning bolts. And do you want to say a few words from at least what you've seen from wearing it, Taylor? Any few thoughts?
Okay, so first off, thank you, Rhode Island. I cannot thank you enough for sending this. As I've looked more into the road kit, the more and more I was like, bro, I wish I got that one, which is crazy. And that sounds so spoiled, and that's so mean to me.
But I wish I got this jersey.
I'm so mad, honestly. But the thing is that when I got this, I gave it an instant 5 out of 5 in my own like personal opinion. And the big reason was not just because I got it. Listen, I'm going to say this. My wife is very complimentary of me. She gives me lots of compliments. But kits are not always something that she's just like, yo.
That must that's be nice.
like my wife is great. But when she showed up at home and I was wearing this, she stopped and looked at me. And she said, you look cute. Which, like, she does that a lot, but, like, not when I'm wearing kits. In a jersey, not when I'm wearing kits. And I was like, whoa, hey. Also, I just got to tell you, like, the crest, I guess this is matte. Like, you can see it in the picture. It looks incredible in person. It did. Like, in pictures and videos don't do it justice. Also, underrated, this might be the most comfortable kit I've ever worn. Yeah, it feels more like it feels more like t-shirt than it does kit, and I love it.
That's great.
Which, to me, that tells me that it's probably more authentic.
Yeah.
Like, you're not getting a replica. Because I feel like a lot of times the replica kits, like, especially, you know, I come from Adidas family over here with Louisville. Those replicas, you know, they're not the same.
Well, yeah. So, Capelli, I've always heard good things about them. So, you confirming that it just adds to that. There's some really great brands that are not the ones that we all always hear about. So
yeah.
I love it. So yeah, I'm going to go through my score here real quick, kind of see how I felt with it. Obviously, Fox and I kind of thought they put in some little low energy into this one. I'll say that in a nice way, but still not terrible. We've seen far worse. So for me personally, it's still a very creative kit with a 4. For me, I think it's unique with the lightning bolts with the two different colors. The yellow does look good. I saw comments down below. It does look really good with the white. So you have the two different contrasting colors.
Yeah,
pops out. So I do like that, and it's also unique, and it's not just plain blue. So like it's good, it's creative, it's not perfect, but it's creative to me. It does lack in its ties to the locality. It kind of cheesed out when it said we want to have the energy of our fans. I think any team can say that. So, I mean, it's something, I guess. I could have probably done lower, but I give it a 3 anyways. The X factor for me, as I said, it's low energy to me, so it's a 2. It's low on my totem pole, so it doesn't get much for the X factor as well. And then, but the design flow, I think it's a solid 3. I don't think there's anything particularly wrong, but I don't think there's anything particularly great, in my opinion. So it's a decently designed kit. So for me, it is a solid 3. Right in the middle, solid, good colors, but nothing that stands out.
Better than middle. 2.5 is middle if we're really going to be that guy.
Okay, so, yeah.
This is above average right there.
Slight.
Yeah, I'm kind of in the same boat. I'm reading the comments. I agree, Pumpkin and Smith Video Productions. Pumpkin wants a navy shorts, and Smith Video Productions said that he wants the lightning stripes to continue.
Ooh.
That might change the score, too.
Shorts do define a good kit, I will say. Like, the shorts with it. Like, if you don't full kit wanker on this stuff.
Yeah, which you should.
Helpful. You should. It looks good.
But for creativity, I did give it a 4 because it's not a template kit at all.
Yeah.
Like, there was effort put into this. There was thought. So I gave it a 4. Ties to local, I did give it a 3. I felt like, yes, they tied it to the local, but I felt like this is something that they had set. They're like, how can we affect this to be Rhode Island? So,
right.
You know, like you said, like any team could have said, like, hey, we have a lot of storms, you know, so.
I would have loved personally if they would have done like, those note rocks, those rope knots from the home kit, and they kind of used something like that instead of the lightning bolts. That's me, maybe.
I'm just going to hop in and give my opinion on some real fast. Ooh. This, to me, was almost the perfect kit. I genuinely mean that.
Oh, I know.
Yeah. Yeah, I wish this had the collar from the rope kit.
Yeah,
if this had the yellow collar on the rope from the, as opposed to like the blue collar from rope kit, if this had a yellow collar right here, that would have been top tier because I could have also taken it to school and taught in it.
Well, yeah, I think you're a professional.
Yeah, I'm a professional at that. So, like. And I could say it's a polo, right. But no, like, honestly, this is a really good kit. Don't get me wrong. The road kit with all the names, the knots and stuff, it's amazing. But I will say video wise and picture wise does not do it justice for what it actually looks like in person. Some kits translate really well. Like, I feel like Ford Madison, all their kits look just as good in picture as they do in person. This looks much better in person.
So what you're saying is we, Fox and I, need these kits sent to us so then we can properly judge it, right?
Yeah. Good luck with that.
That's what I heard.
All right, cool. I'm popping back out.
If you want to continue, I think last 2 seconds, Fox.
2 cents. Now, I do agree with what Kayla is saying, though. Like, it's an extremely clean kit.
Yes.
Like, honestly, yeah. If this was their only kit, and, like, the other one was, like, a plain white kit or something like that, like, this might be getting higher scores. I don't know. You know what I mean? Yeah. Especially with X Factor. Like, the X Factor for me kind of just went down because of how awesome the road kit was.
Yeah.
The energy kit slowed down on me. So that might be just something that happened, but like it's an extremely clean kit. Like I know for sure because I know Kayla. I kind of joke with him all the time. He doesn't like boring kits, but he does like things that can go well on a Tuesday. You know, like I'm probably not going to be wearing this on a normal day. So like I get what he's saying. So, but for me, I like fun kits. and actually I do wear these on normal days, and I wear them at school too, but I have a cool school that I work at and I teach first grade. They need to be able to see me and have fun. So, X Factor, I gave it 3. And then the design flow, I gave a 4, because it is super smooth. Honestly, I probably could have given it a 5 if I thought about it more. I think I was just like, I think just half of the issue is just I'm constantly comparing the two, which I shouldn't be. But I think that's what happened. So, but overall, I gave it 3.5.
Taylor saying his school does not allow shiny kits, so that's fair. Yeah. Hey, I will say, as we're judging these kits, I will say what has been really kind of nice to see is that there's not just a white kit or just a black kit. They use both of their primary colors, and that's how teams should do. Indy 11 did a little bit of that last year with the red kit, even though it's still a template. It wasn't white. And you're starting to see at least some more teams starting to use both of their primary colors. I love it. So shout out to Rodon for that, because that's good stuff by them. It just looks better, right?
Yeah, this is a great kit. But overall, I gave it a 3.5. Brett gave it a 3, so he gets a 3.3.
Solid. I'd say a 4.41 and a 3.3 is a pretty decent start for when you just start up in like your first season.
Right.
As we'll see, that bar is kind of ish high. So
yeah, they're setting a classic bar.
Yes.
That's what I feel like. These are classics.
Yep. And I especially that road kit, honestly, the more I see that, the more I want it. So
yeah. So Smith Video Production, if you just want to message our Twitter account, I still remember that beginning message.
So yeah. So shout out to Rhode Island. I might have to make a visit out there to the East Coast. I've been needing to. So congrats and welcome to the league. And your kits are looking really well. Time to hit up the other coast and hit up good people at Ballard FC with their Stevie Shaw kit. Please say I'm saying that right. A part of their artist collaboration line. This is their third year. I'm wearing last season's the Deuce Spy kit. They collaborate with local artists, and this year they did it with Stevie Shaw. So, very quickly, let's watch their introduction video to explain a little bit more about the kit.
Art is a celebration of our world and a crucial way to capture the stories and images around us. When we make art and when we appreciate art, we express what is valuable to us and make the world a more vibrant place. Art in the community allows a neighborhood to create a shared identity, establish a sense of place, and extend belonging. I'm Stevie Shaw, and this is the Stevie Shaw Kit with Ballard FC.
So yeah, perfect. Right there, Stevie Shaw kit. Without going into details, I want that kit. I love Ballard. I think they're the most League 2 team that I have. I have their other home kit. I'll see this one, and then I want to add that one. I don't know why I'm obsessed with them, but like, it just looks so fun, so vibrant. And as I told you, Fox, I ran into one of my friends here in Indy. I went to a grocery store, and he goes, I know it's you because you're wearing a very vibrant kit. So, like, I can always point you out, and this fits me when I go grocery shopping. I love this. This looks really good.
I mean, it says produce to me.
It produces produce. You know, I don't know. Anyways, I don't know.
Forced.
Yeah,
move on.
I'm rusty. Early in the season. So my scores for this, obviously, you can tell I love this. This is a 5 out of 5 for creativity. This is a local artist. This is just art thrown onto a kit. I love that creativity. It just looks good. I wish it had a collar, but this is straight creativity. I won't ever see Adidas or Nike trading something like this unless it's like the big giants. This is purely creative. I also love Inerva, or Inveri. I can never say their name right. They're really good. I love this chipper creativity wise, and it's obviously as it's a local artist, it gets a 5 out of 5 for me from for its locality. You can't get more local than having a local artist design a kit. I love when teams do that. I think Madison's done that in the past, and they always get highly rated kits as well from it. Thank you. That's why I'm rocking the Deuce Spot, because they just do good stuff when you collaborate with local artists. Things just look really good, and they feel more authentic. It's not copy-paste. So, and then obviously on top of this, I'm gave it a 4 out of 5 for me for the X Factor. It's missing that collar. If it had that collar, that thing's a perfect buy for me. In the X Factor, you know I have a thing for that. But its design flow looks really good. The crest, they love to alter their crest. And they did it with a new star for winning League 2.
Got that star.
So it is a 5 design flow for me. So this gets a very good 4.75. If it had a collar, this thing's perfect for me. I love this kit. So...
Hey, appreciate the message. yeah, no, I feel the same way. Like, this is dope. I love when Ballard collaborates with local artists. That's what more teams need. Like, I live in St. Louis. I'm rocking my St. Louis Hispanic heritage warm-up kit. But, I feel like St. Louis has been doing a good job at collaborating with local artists for their, other stuff, but when it comes to the kits and stuff like that, it's what Adidas will allow. Ballard is allowed to do what Ballard wants to do, and I love it. And I will say, this art isn't necessarily my art.
That's fair. I'm surprised by that, honestly, based on how we've rated other kits, but I didn't get it.
Yeah, well, your kit that you're rocking right now. The tattoo style art and stuff like that. This is going the wrong way. I guess it's different tattoo because this kind of reminds me of old school American tattoo.
Yeah.
But they're both dope. Tell me.
I want to quickly hop in. The person, if you are watching this and not listening to this, the girl that is on the right holding the kit, that is Stevie Shaw.
The artist, yeah.
So that is the artist herself holding her own design. So I just wanted to give a little context on that.
Perfect. Again, love to see it.
Yeah. So the fact that they collaborated with artists, I absolutely love it. Creativity, I gave a 4. I probably should have given a 5. Let's be honest.
No one else is creating this.
Yeah, this is a 5. I don't know what I was doing. Ties to local, I give it a 5. That's a perfect 5 right there. Literally, the artist is holding her kit. There's nothing else. Literally nothing else that you could say with that. You know what I mean? X-Factor, I gave a 5. I don't need a collar. I want this, even though...
It's not your style.
It's not exactly. I want this in my closet, even though it's not my style. Exactly. I don't know what to say about it. I guess the thing that kind of knocked it down, the design flow, that's where it fell down. I gave it a 3.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I have a 0.25 less than you. 0.25 less than you.
I'm a 4.75. You're a 4.25.
I'm a 4.5, son. Oh, well, according to
our combined is a 4.5.
Yeah, I'm looking. See, Kayler messed up, not me. looking at the board under us. So yes, I gave up a 0.25, a 4.25 overall. But, I mean, it's still a great kit. This is still something I want to have in my closet. Yeah. Definitely.
As soon as the kit comes on sale, I'm adding this. I'm adding this bad boy. Or if Ballard, hey, I'm just saying. I already have a few and I already like your guys' kits. So I'm just saying.
I'm reading the banner now. I'm not a hater.
So, yeah, so these are the FC Ballard Stevie Shaw kit. Lots of passions on that one.
Be a professional. So, be a professional. Be a professional.
So really always looking forward to whatever Ballard FC are sending out. They always produce really good kits. And if there's one thing that Bossy, you and I know, League 2 kits, when they actually put in effort, are some of the best in USL.
Mm-hmm. So when a League 2 kit gives effort, it's amazing. A lot of them, I will say, are like programs and like youth programs and stuff like that that are building up. I'm okay. I don't care that you'll have a black Puma jersey and a white Puma jersey. That's fine. You do you, because you need to build that money to, you know, build that program. I get it. But I love it when these League Two teams throw in the effort.
Yeah, that's where it's at. It feels really authentic, you know, and like it really adds to the lower league soccer experience that a lot of us, especially who cover lower league soccer, love to see the diversity of the different colors, the different kits. It's just so fun to see when teams put in the effort, and League Two teams, when they do, are some of the best in U.S. soccer, bar none. So kudos to Ballard.
Yeah, I haven't heard anything bad about their fan base at all.
No. I actually know a few people from Seattle, so I might have to nudge them towards a few of Ballard games. So, but yeah, that's the Stevie Shaw kit. Any last thoughts before we move on to our final two kits of the first episode?
No, great job, Stevie.
Perfect job.
So awesome. Spokane.
Is it Spokane or Spokane?
I don't know. I'm from Kentucky. It's Spokane.
I'm going to say Spokane. Spokane. Whatever. Speaking of Spokane, we're staying out there in that region. We're going to the Spokane Velocity. No cool video, but they do have some nice laid out kits for us.
Spokane. Spokane.
Are you Spokane enough to say it's Spokane? Okay, Spokane.
Spokane. That's what he said it.
Okay, I see now. I'm a little slow. I only see them when they pop up. So this is their inaugural kits. The white one is their primary with their or home, and then the black is their secondary in a way. Now I will say, for an inaugural kit team, some reason I get major Northern Colorado vibes using the same template and just change the color a little bit. That's just the vibes I get. And again, this is Capelli as well.
I don't think it helps that it's the same color scheme.
Yes, that too. It's a little different of a blue, but basically same, most similar color scheme.
Well, no, what is it? What's the team I'm trying to think of? I'm wrong. FCN's. What's FCN's team? Come back to me.
Colorado Springs.
Colorado Springs.
Yeah.
You're thinking of Colorado Springs. This is Colorado Springs.
This is okay. Thank you. So we're not crazy.
Wait, what?
It's Colorado Springs, the color you're thinking about the team.
Okay, yeah.
But it's the same color scheme.
Okay. You confused me when you said
the Northern Colorado.
This is Northern Colorado Springs. I'm like, wait, did they change like a lot?
I didn't mean to say Northern Colorado. That's on me. That's on me. I meant to say Colorado Springs.
So as we see here, they released their inaugural season. So welcome to League One. The West needs more teams anyway, so good to have them in here.
Jump into it.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of the right words because, like, it's kind of a cleanish looking, but also kind of almost on the simple side. It kind of reminds me a little bit of Monterey Bay a little bit when they first started out. They kind of did very kind of almost safe. Ish kind of like designed, like not too crazy. Yes, they still have the half vertical stripes, like kind of that mimics their crest, which is interesting. So I like that continuity of it. So it does just some points there. So very, very quickly, the creativity on these, it's not a template. So kudos to them. You know, it's their own template. It's not a template. Mm-hmm. So I give them a solid 4. For the yeah, so that's secondary. For the primary, I give it a 4. But because these are just very basic looking, they did a 1 for me for creativity and 1 for X Factor. There's nothing pops to me. So it's not something that I want to buy. And then, but finally, it does flow well enough. I like the continuity between the crest and the half stripes. What do we want to call that?
The velocity.
Sure. Let's call them the velocity stripes. How about that?
Yeah.
Yeah, let's call them that. So I give them a 4 for that because that continuity does look good. And then the sleeves do look well. So overall, this kit, it's a 3.5. Not too bad. Overall, just nothing that pops to me.
It's a what? What did you give it?
3.5. Oh, wait. Shoot. Sorry. 2.5. I messed up where I'm looking at. 2.5. It's right there.
Oh, goodness. I'm very similar, especially on the primary, the white. The creativity, I also agree. It is a 4. It's not a template. But now it's kind of their template.
Yeah.
Who knows next year? You know?
Third kit?
A third kit, you know.
Red.
Red with the blue. Actually, that might not be bad. That's we're going to see a little bit. But that's green. But I don't know. But I like it for what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Tice the local. I give it a 3 because it does tie to the crest because it is the crest. So,
okay.
you know what I mean? Like, but
yeah,
I do like that it's referencing the crest. It's using the colors. It's all that good stuff that we always talk about. So it's checking off a mark. Yeah. X Factor, honestly, I did give it a 3. Like, I wouldn't mind this being in my closet. If it's on sale and somebody wants to pick it up for me or something like that, like, I'm not gonna be mad, but yeah, I'm not like here, take my money now, you know. So yeah. Design flow, I also give a 4. Like, it's smooth, it's nice mm-hmm. looking. Like, it's not a bad kit.
No. It's a little on the safe side, as we say, right?
Yeah, that's a good point. It's safe. I'll also mention the fact that there's no front sponsor.
Yet.
And that might make things worse. But but as of right now, yeah, knock on wood, doesn't. But as of right now, I'm liking it. Honestly, it's very very clean.
Yeah. I mean, I don't mind the white shirt. What I will say, I think having paired with white shorts might be a slight disservice and too much white. I think it would look really good with teal.
Blue, yeah.
Yeah, that would look really good. And if they really wanted to pop out, a black one looked too bad. But I think the teal at minimum would make it not so white on white.
Yeah. Reflecting.
But yeah, so this one, it's a very safe bet. It's very safe. It is what it is. So that's why it gets from us a solid 3. So it's not anything terrible, but not great.
It's a nice looking kit.
Yes.
Hard to tell because it's a concept, personal opinion here. If they wanted to make it look, to me, make it pop just a little bit. Again, maybe it is. This is concept. If they did like the matte crest like Rhode Island did and made the crest pop out even more.
See, I was kind of... I was feeling the same, like something about the crest kind of just almost looks like it's just on there. Like, I feel like it needs something around it to define the shape.
Or like if they like just sent, I just hit the mic. That was great video or audio. Like if they just did something that just outlined the actual, like, yeah, the vertical velocity, if they did something just to outline it and just be like, point the same way, I think that would have I like it. I'm with you. I would say I would give this one in terms of X Factor, if I'm on the Fox scale of I need this in my closet versus like I'm cool with this having in my closet, it's a solid 4 for me. Like if this was in my closet, this is safe enough that I could wear it every day. Yeah. But it's not like I am dying to get it to me.
That's fair. Yeah. I mean, I think that's, I think if teams don't, I would agree with that. If teams don't make something that is like going to be an all-time classic of the first hit, like what we saw with Rhode Island, you want something that is more common, more safe. And I think this alludes to that, you know?
And I like the word alludes.
Yeah.
Because it's safe, but also it's not a template. It's not just an Adidas stripes. It's it not just
a template going forward.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, this could be their template. They could have a monster coming out of one of the sides. Who knows?
Armpit
stripes. Just so, slowly going up.
So, yeah, so this is the Spokane Velocity primary kit for the inaugural 2024 season. This is a white one. And then, as we know, the secondary or away is just a black version, which I actually like a little bit better.
A little bit better.
My scores didn't really show it, but I tend to like the teal off the black much more than the white. I think that pops out more. But for me, overall, it's the exact same. It's that same score. Like, they all fit the same criteria. I could have probably done an X factor of 2 instead of the 1, just to give a little bit of that edge to me. Otherwise, it's a 4 creativity, 1 local, 1 X, and then a 4 for design flow. Same critiques, just it looks honestly a little bit sharper. And again, I would prefer if their shorts were that teal again, because that will look really good. It's not just the black, but the black looks okay. So, I mean, overall, it's still a 2.5 for me.
I actually like the black, really looks good for me. I like how it pops off. So I actually changed my X factor to a 4 on this. So that's the only thing that changed. I got a 4 creativity, 3 to the local because it does use the badge, it uses the color. But I said 4 for the X factor because, again, if this is in my closet, I'm going to be a happy dude. Like, this will look good with jeans. This will look good with shorts. I don't care what I'm wearing. This will look nice.
It will.
And then it flows well. It's not a bad looking kit at all. So 4. So I should get a 3.75.
I want to just say, like, good on them for having it's. I understand it's a simple crest theoretically, but also the kind of the audacity to make your crest the design is wild. Could you imagine could you imagine if like Manchester United, they just had a giant red devil and that was the design. That was it. Or, you know, like if it was like your Aston Villas or your Chelsea's and it was just, it's big old lion. Like it's thick, but for some reason they don't do it. I kind of love that they have the audacity to say, we have a logo, we have a design, we have a brand, and we are that brand. I'm about
Which really helps their creativity, which I think what Fox and I kind of alluded to. It's even though it's their thing, it's their template, it may not be the greatest, but it's theirs. And like, it's who they are, and it's
yeah.
It will stand out. It will stand out. It may not be the most audacious, but it will stand out because you won't see that type of kit anywhere else.
No, yeah, I like it. And I like the idea now of a Luton kit with just a big old hat.
Oh, the happy hat does.
That's all, which is a big old hat.
The hat.
An orange hat on a black kit.
Cool. My money. But yeah, so this gets a 3.1 on the secondary primary data 3.0. So overall, okay.
Yeah.
It gets the job done, right?
It's a nice kit.
I mean, what does help it is, as Taylor did point out, this is a mock-up or like a design and not actually the kit itself. So we don't quite know how the sponsor will fit in. But like sometimes, as we know, some of those can kind of offset the colors.
Spokane, put your pronunciation under here.
Yes,
Spokane, because that's Spokane. What I've been saying.
By the way, I've loved what you guys have been doing. I just want y'all to know that. Hopping on League One Under the Sea. Good stuff.
Perfect. So, yeah, this is kind of Spokane's. Wait, Spokane? Sorry. I'm in my head right now. Spokane.
Yes.
Yes.
That would be sick. Third kit.
Third kit. Hey, they have the colors, and it's simple enough. It should not be hard to trade a third kit. More teams need third kits. I'd almost say.
So what they're saying is just reverse what the kit you see on here. So blue kit, black, granites, blades. Yeah, that would be sick. Yes. I would rock that. I like that blue.
Yeah, I do too. And I think they need a pop up. I'm wondering if they didn't. Well, actually, no. So I would say because of Monterey Bay or Colorado Springs, but they're in the championship. So they shouldn't have to worry about that, except maybe Madison. But
you never know what color Madison's going to give you.
Yeah, so you can't base off of that. So, yeah, I would agree. So, but that's where I think that creativity in their template, I'm going to call it that, like their own template, really kind of adds in. You can do some fun stuff with it. So kudos to them. So, yeah. Any last thoughts here before we do a shout out and kind of wrap up?
Nope. I think they did a great job, especially for a inaugural season. Like, this is what I would look for. Like, yeah. If this was my team, this is where I lived. If I lived in Spokane, I'd be very happy with this kit.
Yeah.
It's a lot better than my plain purple kit that I still love.
Hey, I will say it's better than Indy 11's all white home kit, away kit from like 21, I think it was.
Yeah. So, is that 2 years ago, 3 years ago now?
Yeah, I don't know. I try to forget it, obviously. So, shout out to them. So, great. Two new amazing additions to the USL family. And then, obviously, we have Ballard knocking out as always.
Just doing what they do.
Doing what they do. So, just very tiny, quick recap. I should probably have this list somewhere else. We did Rhode Island road kit 4-1, really good. We had the energy kit from Rhode Island as well, a 3-3, and then we had the Ballard Stevie Shaw kit at a 4-5. I need to buy that. And then Spokane secondary as a 3-1, and then the primary at a 3.0. Pretty solid start with an average of 3.6 for this first round. And I think that's a really good initial batch into what I hope to be a very exciting 2024 kit season for the USL.
Yeah, if this is what we're starting off with, man, it's going to be a battle. Like,
I'm going to say I am eagerly excited for the Super League and see how creative they get, because the women's game, I would say sometimes they might be better than the men's when it comes to their design kits.
Shout out to Racing Louisville.
Yeah. Made some good ones. And Angel City. They've actually played with their pink. Miami, I'm looking at you. So I would go towards that. And we also seen with the USLW with the Liberty and the Aurora. So they love to have really good color palette. So shout out to these very, very first five kits of the season. We have a lot more coming up for you this year. And as Taylor alluded to, we have some interviews lined up. We'll have more shows this year, and we will hopefully, knock on wood, get to every single kit that in the USL, like the top tier, the championship, all that. And we'll review as many as possible and provide as many comprehensive analysis as we can here at the USL show kit season. Any words before we do the shout out?
Now let's jump to the shout out, because little precursor to the shout out, we don't rate goalkeeper kits.
Yes. Thank you.
Just because one, most of the time they're templates or whatever. They're just a yellow one or a bright color version of it. But so we normally don't judge goalkeeper kits, even if they're awesome. And an awesome one was just announced. Mr. Kaler.
It was the Grizzle Triumph and our friend Gio.
There we go with the Gio shout
out. Oh, Gio.
Oh, goodness.
I figured, hey, you need to hook us up here. But this amazing, and I love this photo. I love the, like, the just, USL can be unserious sometimes, and I love stuff like this. Like, last year when Charleston Battery guy was holding a cannon. That was legit. I love that. I love stuff like this. So, imagine just chilling. And, you know, I love this.
But this is their poinsettia goalkeeper kit, which apparently was first like cultivated in America in South Carolina.
Tied for local. It will do well.
I just because love Greenville. It's where me and my wife got engaged. So super like close ties to Greenville. That's like right in front of the library. There are statues everywhere. The fact they picked this one is kind of hilarious to me. I don't know why. There are at least 20 others they could have picked. This one's not even the closest one to the Greenville Triumph like store.
Oh.
It's not this even the closest the model's one. Favorite one. Yeah, this is the model's just favorite one. Yeah.
Yeah. They're like, hey, which statue do you like? Library.
That
library.
Bookstore back. Library. I mean, that, to be fair, that bookstore, good stuff. It's a good one.
Hey, I might need a reason to visit down there. So,
I mean, if you go less than two blocks away, do you remember the Greenville Triumph kit, the waterfall one?
Yes.
Yes.
Love that one.
That is less than a block or two blocks away from where this picture was taken. Also, that's where the Liberty Bridge that's on the Liberty kit. Right. That is also less than two blocks away from this.
Nice.
Okay. Well, lots Greenville, you keep killing it with kits, I will say.
Keep the local.
Yes.
Keep the local part.
And they're fun colors. So kudos to Greenville. They make some great stuff, I would say, when it comes to kits. So, yeah. So, so that was our shout out for this one. We also will do like warm up kits and charity kits along the way. So, always be prepared to see who we shout out, because we can't rate all the warm up kits because there's literally all of them. So, before we sign off, as we always like to do, let's show off our kits right here. If you want to go up first, Fox, and kind of show your
kind of the irony of the USL show kits is, and I am rocking an MLS warm up kit, but I love my St. Louis City. Still missing my what? Gotta rip your city. Still miss my St. Louis FC, but. And also, because, I mean, it was so awesome because, like, I'm from Louisville and we would play each other. And it was always the King's Cup. And it was a big deal. And I miss it.
Yeah, we all do.
Yeah. There's a preseason game this year, but it's apparently closed doors because they hate us.
They're always closed doors. I just think it's with Indy 11, all the friendlies are indoors or, like, closed doors.
I'm okay if all the friendlies were closed doors if they weren't major rivalries in our hearts. So that's my only issue, but this is the Hispanic month, National Hispanic Month one. It's really fun. I like it. And it has to, you know, Purina, because we love, because we care about our animals. Sorry, Casey, trying to talk trash about our sponsors. Sorry, we like animals.
Speaking of animals, I'm wearing the Deuce Vi kit from Ballard FC. I think that's a Kraken. I don't know what it is. I just know this thing is an animal. It's a beast. It's a lovely kit. It's part of their artist collaboration kit. So, as always, as you can tell, I love Ballard. So, I had to rock them for today. I just got this as a new, what was it? Black Friday deal. So I had a chance to wear it on kid season yet. So had to draw the season strong. So.
Oh, yeah. Gotta go fun. Best.
Gotta go fun. So, yeah. So before we leave again, just a reminder, check out the USL show, our kit that we have designed. It's really well done. It's one of my favorites. And also we help with it. So I'm always going to shout it out. So That is all that we have here for today. As always, stay tuned with us. Follow us on the socials. Follow us personally on the socials. We love talking kits, and we're good dudes. So please follow us. Yeah. Follow us on one of these social media. So we love you guys and appreciate you. Please follow us, and we have a lot in store for you guys this year.
Love you.